Service safe. Which one off?
Professor Buzzkill. Mini-Mix.
Hello, Buzzkillers. It's the old professor here, coming at you with a mini-myth for this week. You know something? I always tell people, to a tiresome degree probably, that film studies was one of my favorite classes in college. This was at Buzzkiller U back in the day. I just absolutely loved it. We not only got to watch films, but we got to write them and we got to overanalyze them. The overanalyzing was really great. I used to completely blow things out of proportion. One of the things I learned way back in the 19th century when I was in college was that the first feature film was called The Great Train Robbery. Now, you've seen clips of this, killers, probably on YouTube or wherever, and it ends with the robber, cowboy robber guy, shooting at the screen, right? Shooting at the camera, which looks like it's shooting out at the screen. And it's, you know, famous and all that sort of stuff. And it was released in 1903. It was really a very important film, pioneered several techniques that filmmakers have been using ever since, including jump cuts, medium close-ups. It had a complex storyline, which most short films didn't have at the time. But it wasn't really the first feature film. It was only 10 minutes long, and even most short films at the time were longer than that. The first true feature film was a 100-minute, right? It's more than an hour and a half, film called The Story of the Kelly Gang from Australia. Now, it was released in 1906, so it seems like The Great Train Robbery was earlier, and The Great Train Robbery was indeed released earlier, but it's considered, should be considered, a short film. The Story of the Kelly Gang, this Australian film, really should be considered the first feature film. So there you have it, Buzzkillers. The Australians beat Hollywood to it. The first feature film was Aussie, not California. Talk to you later.